Okay, guys. No, I'm going to start it. Okay. I'm starting the episode.
Heyo, sports fans. Welcome back to another episode of Month. Now, we did have a little bit of technical difficulties.
Someone threw a football into the mixer.
Somebody threw a football into the mixer, mixed it all up.
And I do regret letting two coaches take over my microphones.
And our guest had a hard out.
You got one coach and one pretender over there.
And one of us always tells a lie, and one of us always tells the truth. Which of us is a coach, and which of us isn't? Scott, figure it out.
This is a mystery.
Listen.
Tune in throughout the episode to solve this mystery.
I'm Nancy Drew.
And I'm Hardy Boys. Hardy Boys. First name Hardy, last name Boyce.
I can never talk over two coaches. That's...
One and a half, coach.
That's been my downfall since kindergarten, because I attended the school that had two gym coaches.
You're not supposed to talk over the coaches. That's
you gotta
probably
listen.
Why you didn't get along.
That's my whistle. That's the sound of me snapping my long athletic socks against my wet thighs.
Hey, I told you not to do that in my presence anymore.
I'm sorry.
My wife, she doesn't like it.
Scott.
Listen, so we had a podcast set up that was a completely normal episode a month. By the book, mm-hmm. Everything was going to be so
please
smooth.
Please buy our book.
So...
Carter, please.
Carter would buy our book. He would be. He's going to send us an email about how much he would
now
buy our book.
And now we actually have to publish a book. All right. We had a buy the book episode, and then we had a bit of technical difficulties, and we had a guest who had a hard out, right?
Yeah, we had a guest who had a hard out, a lovely guest who had a hard out, and we...
What?
Why does that sound dirty? I
know why Scott did it is because Scott was anxious that it would seem like it was our guest's fault.
Uh-huh.
And wanted to be like, no, it's not your fault. You're lovely. But it was weird. It was, of course, the weirdest way to put it.
So we had a great
guest. We had a lovely
guest
with a heart out. And we had some technical difficulties.
Microphones just weren't working. Mm-hmm. With
don't say
I don't think
that.
We can say
yeah
we're not allowed we don't to say that.
You're not allowed to complain or say anything about
they'll hear us so
they'll
bleep
know
it
that
out.
We didn't record this episode in them.
Oh yes, they'll get so jealous.
They'll send us a letter.
They'll send us locks of our own hair?
They'll throw a football!
Hey! That's my thing!
Okay, so I'll bleep it.
Okay, these two guys jumped me, stole my coach outfit and my whistle, stole my long athletic socks, and they're imposters!
This guy must be the imposter. Look
this
at him!
This guy's crazy! One of us isn't a coach, and one of us is, and this guy's no one.
I'll bleep it out, but I just want to make it clear that when I bleeped it, I wasn't saying, bleep.
And that one we won't bleep out. Ooh, and I think that our upstairs neighbors heard our podcast and killed themselves. I just heard the chair drop. No, but we had a really lovely episode today, and we just wanted to introduce you to the episode.
And tell you, hey, what's up?
What's up?
What's up? And you will get to hear the episode, but first, Richard really wanted to do his George Carlin impression.
So that's a little bit of my George Carlin.
And now you can hear the episode.
And here's the episode.
After a sponsor from our sponsor, Bliss.
Have you ever wanted your face to smile?
Have you ever felt your skin and thought, this could be more slippery?
Have you ever felt your skin and thought, this could be more skin? Bliss, they give you more skin.
Morse skin.
Ah, then this is a relative of Morse code. Okay, and back to the episode. Oh, we should record before we start doing sea shanties.
We are, we're recording.
Oh, we're recording. Okay. Everyone's liking sea shanties now. Savannah, hit us with your best sea shanty.
We all have to harmonize.
Okay.
Oh, we're here. We're just backup.
Yeah.
I'll join in. I'm just waiting.
Yeah. We want to know which...
I'm just a sea wench.
I'm just a poor sea wench.
And that's the name of the song. I'm just a sea wench.
Oh, I was at the tavern.
The tavern.
The tavern.
And that's it. That's the whole song.
I joined in. I have a very distinct voice, and it's distinct because you can't hear it.
Right. Scott's voice, it creeps up on you. You don't hear it at first, but when you hear it, you'll know. You know?
You'll know.
That's the next level of music.
Mm-hmm. Yes, this is what I've been saying. Everyone's looking for the new sound, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And the new sound is no sound. Who would have thought?
Exactly.
His voice is so low.
It's about the notes you don't hear.
Like, yeah, exactly.
Like dogs start to bark when you sing.
Yeah, that'll happen. That actually does tend to happen.
Yeah, and birds flock to him, but not in a good, fun Snow White way.
No, not like a mean way either, just sort of a general nuisance.
Yeah. Like how in Australia they get swooped on by like starlings, mm-hmm.
and
swallows,
you know,
or something.
And that's why
the
they put the little cork around their hats to fend off the starlings.
Hear the starlings swoop the other way, because we're on the opposite side of the Australia.
Mm-hmm. They counterclockwise swoop in on this side of the world.
Welcome back to Month. Month, the podcast. I am joined once again by my main monsters, mm-hmm. my main monsters, Shelby.
Hey, what's up?
Richard.
Lo, I'm a monster.
And today we are joined by Savannah Manhattan.
Hello, Month Podcast.
How are you doing today?
I am fantastic. I had a unique experience today. I was teaching myself how to play Africa on the Glockenspiel.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And did anything else happen as a result of that? Did you get a record deal?
Where did that lead to?
Toto's having me be their touring Glockenspielist.
Wow.
I love that.
I love that for you. Yeah, that's good. I mean, they've been in need of a Glockenspielist, mm-hmm. ever since Artie Framenhauer got in that tragic accident.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Too much cheese.
Too much cheese.
It happens every time. The silent killer. Yeah. When rappers are like, I'm carrying my Glock, they mean their Glockenspiel.
Exactly. And that's, they're so nice. That's why we like them.
Well, and that's what you just to be clear, you were playing a gun earlier, but then then you go into your whole spiel explaining how it is a gun.
Yeah, your Glocken.
Yeah, a Glocken spiel is me just spraying bullets on the populace.
So what's the ideal outfit for playing a Glockenspiel? Because we are talking fashion this month, and that's just something I've always wanted to know. You know, what would a Glockenspielist wear? I've always wanted to know.
So Glockenspiel tends to be metallic, so you definitely want to have something, and it's like silver metallic, so you typically want to have either some matching neutral colors and metallic stuff, like make sure that your nails are done for that, and like just have a really jazzy, glittery outfit, but not too campy.
Like jazz, it's about the clothes you don't wear, isn't it?
Right.
I think that's just called nudist.
Oh yes. Mm. Sorry. I worked for a nudist once. Anyways, Savannah, hello, welcome.
Richard's better at the hosting stuff than me, so I'm gonna let him continue this.
And Scott, what is the theme this month?
Thank you. That's That's what I was missing. The theme this month is What You February-in'.
What you February-in'? What you February-in'? What you February-in'? What you gonna wear? There's so many clothes. There's so many clothes. What are the clothes for you?
So, just let's get a quick general fashion roundup from everybody. What's your fashion background? What do you think of fashion? Starting with Richard.
Oh, yes, of course. And I would love to be the first one. Of course I went to fashion school. Of course, obviously, Tisch fashion school. Fashtish is what we called it. And when we're there, we learn all sorts of things. It's all about levels. We have high, we have low, we have medium, we have in between. We're moving back, we're moving forth, right? That's what fashion's really about. Sometimes we're going backwards, sometimes we're going forward. So all this to say, I'm a pescatarian.
I love that. Mm-hmm. I love that. Savannah, your fashion background.
I've always dressed kind of boldly, like more than other people at school or at work. Mm-hmm. And I was getting away with it. And of course, there have been some awful choices, folks.
But, ooh. I mean, it's all about, you know, you're brave in your fashion choices. And that means sometimes it doesn't quite work, but every time I've seen you, it's worked very well.
Well, much appreciated, Shelby. It's been years of trial and error. I post a lot of photos, but I've also modeled for Gucci before. Mm-hmm. I mean, not for Prada or anything, but
that's pretty good.
I've never even heard of it.
it's kind of up and coming. They wanted me to
a little indie brand,
get the message out. So,
Shelby, how about you?
Oh, I just kind of wear stuff. I'm in a t-shirt right now. When I was in middle school, I went through like a punk goth phase, and that lasted outside of middle school and maybe never really ended. So
but of course now you got your Stitch fixed.
Now I have, yes, I did subscribe to Stitch Fix and they fixed my Stitch.
Scott, we need a sponsor too.
Yeah, we might need them to sponsor this.
You got your Stitch fixed.
Well, I mean, I ask because my knowledge is all in onesie. Right. Onesies. Now I'm wearing a onesie. I'm a bit cold. I have a hoodie over it.
And that's what's in now, I think, is the onesie look.
I don't wear anything else. And I know right now I'm wearing Christmas cat onesie because Christmas Santa's helper onesie got pickle juice on it and is in the hamper. And rocket ship onesie is over at my sister's because she's going to sew pockets on it. So this is the onesie that I'm left with, and it's the onesie that I have to wear because there's no option but onesie.
I love how Scott just sounds like a little child. You sound like a little kid.
I'm reliving my youth right now.
Yeah, you're talking.
Do any of your onesies have butt flaps on them?
No. My sister also wants to add one of those to the butt.
You got a letter.
Yeah. I'm not ready yet, but Scott. I think I'll get there.
It sounds like you're ready, Scott. I mean, you were like, you have them lined up ready to go. So it sounds like you have one for every day of the week.
And Savannah's the guest,
it
right?
Sounds like you have one for an entire month, if I might say.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. I think, yeah, because every month on this podcast, Month of Podcast, the guest gets a special wish to ask of Scott, the host. And this month, you got to grant Savannah's wish.
Mm-hmm.
Getting a butt flap and a onesie.
Month man grants a wish the butt every flap. Month.
That is my wish, Scott O'Genie.
And
make sure you have a onesie with the butt flap, and trust me, it's going to come in handy. Mm-hmm.
And Scott, with your onesies, are you feeling prepared to go be a pioneer and maybe steal milk from a cow even?
Ooh.
And sell it back even to the people who owned it. Spoilers.
If I could find a way to stay 6 feet away from the cow while stealing its milk, I would totally do that. Because
that's very responsible.
I'm sure cows can carry the corona.
Calvin. You're right.
Cow coronavirus.
Yeah.
I don't want to be the one to find out, you know?
Just have like psychokinetically milk the cow.
Mm-hmm.
Like from afar, just like activate the udders with your mind.
Yes.
Activate udders.
Scott does spend a lot of time thinking about udders.
What's the ideal outfit for milking a cow?
That's true. What's a good cow?
Definitely outfit? Definitely Versace overalls.
Mm-hmm.
You have to.
Never heard of it.
And Balenciaga socks and gloves.
And Scott, these are more little indie brands, like startup, little fashion startups that you maybe wouldn't have heard of.
And then Walmart underwear.
Mm-hmm. You need a little secret they don't even know about, and it's Walmart.
I like underwear that you can only wear once before it falls apart. And that's why I get underwear from Walmart.
Scott, you got to get all these companies to be a sponsor now. Oh, boy.
Well, the one sponsor that we do have, Bliss. They're an up-and-coming, you know, company.
And they don't necessarily know that they're our sponsor yet, but we're working on it.
No, they know.
Oh, they know?
They have Sam, our friend, locked up.
Yeah, they did steal Stan Lindsay.
Yeah.
They offered me a sponsorship if I would just leave, so.
Right.
Wow, that's a good setup.
Yeah, so I really want to do them right, and I want to get their brand out there and create clothes for Bliss.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Because before, Bliss's skincare is what we're doing with Bliss. But now we're what? We're doing fashion with them now too.
Fashion, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Fashion, makeup.
Okay.
Everything pizzazz.
I have a pitch. I think there should be more wings in fashion.
So okay.
Like, you know, sewing wings onto... You can have all these different kinds. You got little butterfly wings. You got bumblebee wings. You got fly wings. You got...
You have buffalo wings.
Buffalo wings.
Mm-hmm. You can get General Tso's.
Yeah, General Tso's.
Buffalo wings just taped.
Uh-huh. You can get Paul McCartney and
Paul
wings.
Paul McCartney, great.
Lemon Zinger.
Uh-huh. Yep, Lemon Zinger. That's definitely a wing.
Wings are actually fantastic. They're so much fun to, like, why wait till Pride to wear wings? Like, people should be wearing wings.
And it's practical. Need to escape, fly away.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Just fly away.
Need to escape, fly away.
Why do wings have to be Victoria's Secret? Why does it have to be a secret?
Mm-hmm.
Because they wear the...
And we're working on rebranding them to be more open and less secretive.
Right. Oh, because they're angels. They have wings. Right. Got
it. Yes, yes, okay. Yes,
no, they had commercials where they're wearing wings.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they're called the Victoria's Secret angels or whatever, right?
Are they?
Aren't the models called angels? Like, I never, you know, in high school looked at a lot of pictures of Helena Christensen in my free time.
Bliss, it's makeup that you piss on your face.
Is your makeup extreme? No! Not yet!
I threw a football! Bliss. Now, We are definitely going to get into, of course, some of our best fashion tips and worst fashion moments. And we're going to we have our mascot for Bliss that we're going to dress up, I think, as well. We have Bliss Lemberman.
Yes. Which is not just for Christmas anymore. We're taking it big time.
Okay, Savannah, to catch you up, we pitched Slender Man as a way to help sell Bliss products earlier. And Slender also, he was mascot. In December, so he was De-Slember Man. And now, because he belongs to Bliss, he's Bliss Slember Man.
You know, actually, Shelby, we're not even allowed to say Slender Man, actually. At this point, we're only allowed to say De-Slember Man. It's an IP issue.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a copy wrong.
Yeah. We did some copy wrongs, and we did get in some trouble with Uncle Sam. Mm-hmm. Because we didn't
pay taxes. I think De-Slember Man could be definitely something you would find outside, like waving around.
Yes. And that is sort of... Well, and that's sort of what our main style, I think, is for fashion, too, is we want to look like we're going to sell you a used car.
Mm-hmm.
Or a car wash, even.
And I think that brings us to our first fashion tip.
Okay.
Number one, always be selling used cars.
Mm-hmm. You got to sell it, baby. And by it, I mean that used car.
Mm-hmm. You want to, when you walk into a room, you want... Anybody in that room who sees you to think,
I'd buy a car.
I'm going to buy a car.
Yeah, I'm going to buy a car.
I'm
going
to buy
now.
A used car. It's going to be a lemon, and I'm going to pay too much for it.
Ooh.
Just you want to look and say, sold.
That car's going to be a lemon zinger.
Now, Scott.
Yes. Number two.
Oh, are we moving on?
I was going to ask you how we could translate that rule to Slender Man. De-Slember
Man.
I'm so sorry. Man. Cut that out.
Every
Cut
time.
It out.
And also, if we say the
Put
name too many times, he does appear if we say it too
okay,
many times.
Okay, if we say it too many times.
Uh-huh.
How would you make him look like he would sell a used car? A tweed jacket? Tweed?
Tweed is good. I think it's not so much what he's wearing, but what he's holding. And I do think accessories fall into the fashion line. Because if you're with it...
Scott, you know what? I'd agree with that.
Finish the sentence for me.
If you're with it, you got it.
If you're with it, you got it. Yeah.
That's what we always say. Accessories fall into the fashion line because if you're with it, you got it.
Maybe multiple signs that De-Slember Man can be spinning with each limb, because
he's
many
got, like,
limbs
tentacles,
on
yeah
yeah on the De-Slember Man.
Can we
multitasking?
Can we design an outfit that is both the blow up guys that are doing the wave back and forth, mm-hmm. and also is the salesman with the tweed? And is also the sign spinner as well. Is there a way we can combine all of those sort of ideas, put them on a Pinterest board, and then we're finding something there, huh?
He also has to have wings.
And also wings.
Yeah.
We can get Tony Shalhoub in there, Thomas Hayden Church.
Explain Pinterest to me.
Savannah, what's Pinterest?
Pinterest is what happens when... people want to invent Instagram, and they basically reinvent it again with no comment.
They just couldn't quite make Instagram.
They wanted to make Instagram, but then they're like, they already did that.
They're like, well, how about Instagram again?
Was it originally called
Pinstagram? They wanted to make Instagram, but they just got too tired.
Pinstagram, yeah.
Yeah.
Scott, are we doing it right? Are we doing the podcast right?
Is this right? We'll get into the segments.
There's no wrongs.
There's only copy wrongs.
I mean, are you comfortable, everybody? Because comfort is a key to fashion. So I just want to make sure everybody's comfortable.
I'm wearing this super comfy blouse. So
it's a good blouse.
Also very
it's a good
cute.
Blouse.
This is the first time we've recorded with video. And what would you say, a floral blouse?
Yeah, definitely. I would say a very Van Gogh floral blouse.
Van Gogh inspired.
And and the collar, what kind of collar would you call that with the little tie there?
This is a pussy bow.
It's a pussy bow.
All right.
It's like I had that night,
once, I thought, but it turned out it was just a placebo.
Summer.
Sorry, Scott, go ahead. I thought I had a placebo once, but it was actually a placebo. Go ahead, Scott. It was a placebo that I had. Go ahead, Scott. What were you saying?
I'm so sorry.
Go ahead, Scott.
I was saying that it looks like a starry night, but if it was summer.
Or and like, if there were like, more flowers.
Yeah, Scott. Or like his other painting.
No. Scott is identifying, but what if Starry Night instead of stars had flowers? And I think that's
No. I wanna name the paintings of Van Gogh. Starry Night.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's it.
I was gonna say, I think that's just the only Van Gogh painting Scott knows.
The ear. That's the other one.
The ear. Mm-hmm. The ear.
I have one. Savannah, I have a print of one. It's a tree. Some tree.
You have an ear?
No. Well, I mean,
I have two of them.
Savannah, what's your top five Van Gogh paintings?
Okay, I would say the skeleton one.
Mm-hmm. Where he plays his own bones like a xylophone.
Where it's a skeleton smoking a cigarette.
Oh, yeah, that one's badass. He's got those sunglasses on.
That's how you know he's cool.
No sunglasses. It's just a bunch of stars. It's kind of like Starry Night.
Oh, okay.
But without the flowers.
But all the stars are skeletons.
But all the stars are actually stars in this one.
Definitely. Like, just like every painting is basically Starry Night.
Mm-hmm.
Which, funny enough, there's going to be a Van Gogh immersive exhibit in LA pretty soon.
I saw that, and I was like, I want to go, but I can't go anywhere yet.
Yeah,
there's a pandemic.
I would
still
love to get the coronavirus to see that.
Well, okay, Savannah's just lording it over us because she's vaccinated.
I mean, I am fat enough to get a vaccine. I could try and go get one.
Bliss, it's what's for dinner.
What do you wear to get vaccinated?
Ooh, that's good. What's a good outfit for vaccine? We want it to be accessible, right?
So they can get like at your arms. The Borat swim trunks.
Yeah.
Yes, okay. With the long, and it's swim trunks, but longer, and it's sort of comical because he put it on wrong. And this is why we're liking this movie.
Yeah.
Very nice. Has anyone ever?
Scott. Wait, what was that? Where did that come from? Who's this guy?
Very nice.
Wow.
Whoa, that's like a fun.
This is fun and different.
It's like a little fun voice. I've never heard that before.
Scott, how long have you been doing that voice?
Ever since I watched Borat, it just came to me, but I don't know where I came up with it.
Oh, okay.
Do you have like
very
anything
inspired?
Else? Yeah. Is there anything else you can say in that voice? Like,
very nice.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
Can you like mention a spouse or something?
Yeah, ooh. Maybe like your husband or
my spouse.
That's good. Now, Scott, could you say what your favorite Los Angeles suburb is in that voice? And it is close to North Hollywood and Sherman Oaks and
Glendale?
No, okay. Okay, no, a little bit
closer. No, I got this,
No, a little more like
North Burbank?
No.
Scott.
That's not far, but no.
You're kind of relying on Scott to know the names of various LA suburbs or valley cities, and I don't.
Was this where you took that improv class, or no? Was that Sherman Oaks?
Sherman Oaks?
No. Okay, what's the one that's not Sherman Oaks?
I think you mean
Video City.
Encino, yeah. Studios.
City of Industry.
Toluca Lake.
Okay, Scott, I swear you could get this one.
Okay. All right.
There's a courthouse there. There's a...
Oh, is that the one where... Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I know that one. Okay.
Yeah, you know that one.
I know that courthouse.
Pawnee, Indiana.
Oh, okay. Now, this is good.
Because they film in Van Nuys.
Yeah.
All right.
They sell cars there.
In Van Nuys.
They do sell, like, a lot of them. I almost said that.
Oh, and that's what we need to sell cars, right?
Yes.
I see those cars. One time I went there and I was going to buy, like, a bigger car, but it was more like a, It was a, I thought it was a mini, it was a mini, minivan, nice. Okay. It was a nice minivan.
Okay, so far we have, you want to get your message across to buy a car. You
yeah.
want to be comfortable. Mm-hmm. You want to be flashy. All these things together, what's the ideal outfit and method of conveying all of these things? The Glockenspiel thing, too. Can't forget that.
Okay. Maybe we should each have our own...
I mean, gotta be able to carry your Glock, yeah.
I'm thinking, yeah, Hawaiian shirt, tweed jacket, pair of wings. No pants.
Mm-hmm. It's about the clothes you don't wear.
Because it's about the clothes you don't wear.
Jazzy.
Yeah. And that, I think, will really get people to buy Bliss products.
No.
And cars.
Course.
And cars.
Oh, and also the tweed jacket has like a inner pocket where you can keep a little mini Glockenspiel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Yeah, you have to have pockets.
Gotta have pockets.
You have to.
If you don't, Scott's sister will sew some on for you.
Right.
Yeah. Rocket ship's getting pockets right now.
Scott, your sister's doing a service now where actually anyone listening to this podcast can send her things to sew a pocket. Yeah.
Right.
I will actually run as a congresswoman for equal pocket rights for everybody.
Mm-hmm. I like that. Scott, real quick, hit us with your sister's name and address so the listeners can mail things to her for pockets. Scott, give us your sister's address.
Bliss, step one, drink the chemicals. Step two, piss the chemicals out on your face. Step three, be beautiful.
Bliss, it's piss and chemicals.
Now accepting applications to the Bliss yoga class where you learn how to position your body in order to piss on your face.
Richard,
Scott?
What's your ideal outfit?
Yeah, so I'm thinking, you know what's actually coming in this summer is cocoons. And if we're all in a big cocoon, and I'm not sure, I'm picturing the cocoons from the movie Cocoon, and... I haven't seen it, so if there aren't any actual cocoons in it, just whatever Steve Guttenberg's wearing.
Ooh.
I like that.
Yeah, have the cocoon be made, like, be an Iron Maiden.
Ooh!
Maybe.
The spikier the better.
And then we add Iron Butterfly wings.
Maybe the pockets can be Blu-ray cases or DVD cases
for
Man in the Iron Mask.
And the other one's Noah. The Darren Aronofsky.
Or no, a VHS sleeve would be perfect. You flip it upside down and you got a pocket.
It's too late. Pocket. I already bought these Blu-rays now. Bliss. Hi.
Savannah, combining all of the knowledge that we've learned a lot tonight. I know we all have. Mm-hmm. What would your outfit be?
For what occasion? For used cars?
To sell cars, to play the Glockenspiel, to be comfortable, to be flashy.
And to make Bliss like us.
Yeah.
Well, first off, I would make sure that each car is a Glockenspiel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because, who drives them? Wait, surveys have shown that more people play Glockenspiel than drive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
instruments are vehicles to the soul.
I like where
Absolutely.
You're going.
So, like, what's with all, like, so if we're talking used cars, you're going to be wearing at least one sock.
Yeah.
You can switch it up, though. Minimum. You can go anywhere between zero and three socks.
Okay.
and then you're definitely going to need eyeglasses with two extra lenses over the top.
Ooh, and you flip them up and flip them down for emphasis.
Yeah, because that way when people call you four eyes, you'll be like, but it's probably true.
Actually, I'm six eyes.
Dang. And then I would definitely have like a long flowing kimono.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm, that really ties it all together.
Gotta go kimono. That's what I'm saying.
I love
Komodo dragons.
Wake me up before you, kimono.
Yeah, that's good.
And then make sure to have an improv troupe with you at all times.
Mm-hmm. That's essential. Because you'll look so much cooler in comparison to that improv troupe.
They always...
They go so fast. The improv
troupe is called Go Go Kimono.
Mm, good. And they also do roller derby.
Of course. Which is why you need roller skates that are made of mm-hmm. velvet.
Ooh, yeah.
Do you roller skate, Savannah?
Oh, heck no.
You
no.
seem like, you just seem like you would look great on skates. Like you would just be twirling and so like, you, look at me go.
I guess maybe you should just put on the skates yeah. and you don't actually even have to you do the whole to thing. Do
it. It's just, I think that's why I got fired from Sonic.
And we, and you do mean Sonic the Hedgehog fired you. You were used to be Sonic's assistant. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, it was kind of, it had nothing to do with the roller skating. It was me not showing up for work, but that's another story.
Yeah. Well, it's hard. You got to get up early, evade Dr. Eggman's traps.
Yeah.
An Eggman
other
cocoon.
Games to be in.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Like Sonic and Knuckles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, or any other Sonic.
Savannah, let me pitch to you an outfit idea I had when I was in middle school, since we were talking about that earlier, and you tell me if this is a good idea. I felt, this is all true, everything before this was also true, but this is even more true. I felt at halfway through middle school that all of my friends had abandoned me and didn't like me anymore. And I thought that this needed to be reflected in my outfit. But I was like, some days I feel good and some days I feel bad about that situation. Some days it's liberating, you know? So I was like, you know what I need is I need all my clothes to be black and white. So then here's what we have. We've got black jeans and we have white jeans. We have a white t-shirt. We've got a black t-shirt. And then we've got a black and a white sweatshirt.
Mm-hmm.
So then you have layers, which is so important. You can be taking off. You can be wearing a white t-shirt, take off your black sweatshirt. So now you're like, no, I actually feel good now. When I started going to school, I felt bad. But now I take off the black sweatshirt. And now it's showing the light that's within me. How do we feel about this as a fashion choice?
I mean, the color possibilities you have are endless. It's almost mm-hmm. unpredictable.
Yes.
Like, you are you black with white stripes or white with black stripes?
Like a zebra.
Oh, yes. And we're not even doing stripes. We're doing plain colors only and no accessories whatsoever.
Well, no, the solid color is just one giant stripe.
Yeah.
That's true. And that's opened up my mind, and I never really thought of it that
and
way.
And when you think about it, if a person's wearing all one color, they're like a stripe
they're
in
a
the
stripe.
World.
And that it's the first ever meta stripe outfit.
Uh-huh. It's a meta stripe. Scott, did we do it?
I think that is the outfit for Bliss Lemberman.
Yeah.
So I think he's going to be in a stripe.
Right,
going down the runway
stripe.
To the Bliss theme song that we
okay,
came up
yes,
with last episode.
Mm-hmm. So Dislemberman's in one singular stripe. Yes.
He's in
yes.
a stripe.
And then we have.
And if he's black with a white stripe, it could be either Meg or Jack.
Yes.
Oh, which do we think? I'm thinking Meg.
Meg. I mean, Jack's. He's doing so much.
He's
we
so
see
busy.
Him. We've seen him.
So now we've cast Meg White as Dislemberman.
What a twist.
Yeah.
And we're calling it The Meg with Jason Statham.
I feel so relaxed and I feel so at one with myself and Zen. I've practiced so much breathing and stretching and now I piss on my face.
Bliss, beloved brand of Werner Herzog.
Yeah, this is right. It's me, Vanna. And they could just go listen to Comedy Bang Bang if they wanted that. Bliss. And we do have another podcast right after this, don't we? Is
yes.
it right now or is it do we have a few more minutes? Or is it right now?
It's about time to wrap it up. So
and what is this podcast? What is this other podcast?
Me?
Yeah. What is this podcast?
You
oh no. What is this podcast we're on, Savannah?
Okay. I'm gonna be on. Her name is Fifi Dosh. we're going to talk about me recently coming out.
Woo!
All right. So, and Scott,
you can cut out the name of that so we're not giving them a free plug. And then we can write them a ransom letter and say, if
we
you
have
want us,
your plug.
we have the plug for your podcast. This is our classic scheme, is we get
someone ransom their plugs.
And ransom their plugs. Yeah.
And then you will keep them trapped in a Van Gogh painting.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Starry
That's
Night.
Either Starry Night or Starry Night.
Right. It's Starry Night, Starry but Night. All the stars are plugs.
Look at the plugs! Look
at the... That was so cool, dude.
Thanks, yeah.
Just, you got to make sure you plug this podcast on that podcast.
Yes.
But don't.
Really
don't. Podcast,
I'm going to have her, hold you guys ransom.
Yeah.
And in exchange for holding that ransom, and then it cancels each other out.
Yeah.
Well, I look forward to that. I enjoy, every time I've been held ransom in the past, I've enjoyed it. Do you have other more real plugs that you would like for us to convey for you, Savannah?
Well, I have a stand-up comedy web series that's out on YouTube called Booked, a comedy series. It is essentially if NPR did tiny desk concerts for stand-up.
It's awesome. So good.
That sounds
like
a lot of fun.
Imagine, thanks, if you're like me, you love looking at books, and then you get to watch comedy and look at books.
Mm-hmm. And we're always looking at books.
I'm looking at books.
But what
a lot.
Do you wear when you look at a book? I just the reason I don't read is I can never figure out what
the right
to wear.
Thing to wear. Scott really has a one-track mind.
A onesie track.
A onesie track mind.
Oh, the right thing's a onesie. Okay, never mind.
Yeah. Bliss, call us, please.
And we've done it. Thank you so much, Savannah.
Thank you for coming on.
Of course, we are honored to have someone with such rad fash. Hashtag rad fash. We're getting it going. Mm-hmm. And hashtag save Sam. What is it?
Hashtag save Sam. Hashtag Blintz Prince.
hashtag Slenderman.
Carter, you really slacked off. You didn't tweet these last time. Please
okay,
tweet
and
them
Carter,
this time.
We're looking at you to be tweeting, especially hashtag rad fash.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I am super glad that I got to see the formation of the Slender Man into Meg White.
Yeah.
Yes. It's,
what an evolution.
It's like being there for the birth of a baby.
Yes.
All the gore.
I mean, except being there for the birth of a baby is kind of disgusting.
Yeah.
And traumatizing.
I mean, it's kind of like, that's not like exciting to you or like calming to see all that blood everywhere?
I was there for the birth of a baby once 31 years ago and it was very traumatizing for me.
I don't like it because the baby's not wearing anything and that just seems lazy and weird.
And they should be having fashion. The baby should.
I mean, it doesn't even say please or thank you either. It's like, yeah, you're welcome for me birthing you, baby.
I have never thanked my parents for birthing me. I've been like, I didn't ask for this.
Yeah, and I think it should... I'm thanking babies for being birthed.
Yeah.
You know, we're doing this every year, once a year. We're saying thank you.
Thank you, babies.
I mean, they definitely should ask you permission before birthing you. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Is it all good if we birth you? And you're like...
What if they
I could do without.
What if they do that and we don't remember?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
and here we go. And now we're pitching this show that we've been pitching this show for HBO No Go, where it's like, it's like The Good Place, but it's before people born, and it is kind of like Pixar's Soul, but this is how it's different. Scott, go.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for coming on.
Yeah. Hello, listener. Have you ever considered the fact that you are trapped on what is essentially a wasteland that is always trying to kill you every moment of which you are alive? Have you ever thought of having more skin than you have? I use Bliss, a cosmetic company that almost makes me forget the cold unfeeling vacuum that is Mother Nature, which is man as well, because we are all part of nature, but nature is trying to harm us even as we love it. You put bliss on your face to feel more useful, more springful, and more alive. It put a spring in my step.
Scott, did you have someone book the studio for ads? Who is this person?
Oh, jeez. Oh, that... Oh, no, no, you don't... Ah, I'm under arrest now. Oh, the police have me.
Why is he saying that?
Oh, no, the police have me.
The bliss? Did he say the bliss have him, Scott?
I think Werner Herzog also got kidnapped by Bliss.
It's gotta be what happened.
Now we have to rescue him along with Sam Lindsay.
Yeah.
Werner Herzog is my best friend.
Okay, Bliss.
What you fabu-wearing? What you fabu-wearing? What you fabu-wearing? What you gonna wear? There's so many clothes. There's so many clothes. What are the clothes for you?
So that was it. That was the episode. As you could hear, it happened.
Yeah, and we're getting all those hashtags in. We're getting rad fash, and we're getting save Sam. We're getting stand by your pod. We're getting blints princed. We're getting hashtag bliss kiss.
We went out there and we really laid everything out there.
Out on the line.
Laid it all out.
Hung it out to dry.
There were some things we didn't get to talk about with Savannah, unfortunately. I mean, I wanted to talk about our ensembles that we're currently wearing and about the symbolism of clothes, even. Like, Scott, what would you say that your onesie sort of symbolizes for you?
The rocket ship one symbolizes space. And the Christmas cat onesie symbolizes Christmas cats, and the
and my shirt has greyhounds on it because I'm fast as hell, faster than a greyhound bus.
Santa's helper onesie symbolizes Santa sucks and he needs a lot of help.
I made the mistake of telling Scott that I wanted to talk about my greyhound shirt ahead of time. And now we didn't.
Well, you asked me a question and I was continuing.
No, I know.
It.
And you were taking so long to answer it.
That's my brand. My brand.
I mean, guys, I'm sorry. You know, we gotta do. Last episode, we had one of these Chicago improv guys on now. And now we just can't stop riffing these great improvised bits. You know, we can't stop. You know, we had this guy on with his thick, juicy pizzas. Apple bottom pizza. Apple bottom pizza jeans.
I'll take a pizza of that.
And ever since he came on, we just can't even get our sillies out, you know? It's always characters this, line games that. There's a man named Harold who shows up whenever you do improv, and he sits off to the side with a stern expression on his face.
You blasted Richard. I am going to conquer the world. And also Family Guy.
And he's spitting sunflower seeds into a tiny metal pail. And if you do an improv scene, he's liable to spit that right at you. You know? Oh boy, let me tell you, you do not want to get in the way of one of his seeds.
I'm sorry, I spaced out. There's an old man who goes to... Okay, let me ask.
Go ahead.
There's an old man... In Chicago?
You may have the floor. I see the rest of my time. There's an old man in Chicago named Harold. And every time we're doing improv, this Harold, he's coming and he's sitting off to the side and staring at
us with this
vacant expression, spitting sunflower seeds into a pail. And then he'll spit them at you even if you're doing a bad improv scene. Oh, boy.
I'm sorry.
He spits them so hard, Shelby.
I just spaced out again. What... I'm assuming that was, like, different. Can you, like, go over both of the things you said? Because I missed, like, both times.
Yeah. Oh, Shelby, I would, but my little rumpus hurts so much from these sunflower seeds. Oh, he spits them so hard.
Do you need, like, a hospital?
Yeah, could you pass me the hospital?
Okay, yeah, here you go.
Thank you. Okay. Here's a fashion question for you, Scott. What exactly makes it a French maid?
Oh, okay.
Why are they French?
Well, they're the only ones who wear those costumes.
Why though? Why is that French? What makes that French?
No, I'm saying that in France, people wear costumes to go to their jobs.
It's the baguette sleeves.
So it's not... everyone who goes to France wears...
Let Scott say baguette sleeves!
Okay, it's the baguette sleeves.
Yeah, but I gotta explain the baguette sleeves. They cut the baguettes down the center, okay? They fuck them open. I'm gonna cut that part out.
No, the French definitely fuck bread.
I think that our listeners will appreciate the honesty.
Yeah.
It's real and it was raw and you were showing you. And that's what they really want.
I'll admit it. I had a sex dream about bread. Not even fucking it, just eating it. It tasted really good.
Okay, and I'm glad that we've gotten into the bread fucking segment that we planned on doing. However, I just wanted to dig more into what Shelby seemed to be saying, which was it's French because every working professional in France wears that little black and white dress. Yeah. So that's what makes it.
Yeah, like you can wear that to your lawyer job.
Yeah,
and you're
lawyers,
a French lawyer.
Baristas,
a
everybody
French barista.
Are wearing this.
Yeah.
Then they know that you're French.
They were made in France because they're maid outfits.
Now, what do we think about the fashion of furries costumes? Now,
well,
is that
are the furries wearing clothes?
And yes, should they?
are there fursonas a clothed fursona or not?
Mm-hmm.
And that changes things.
That changes the whole thing. Yeah. How about in the movie Sonic the Hedgehog, when Sonic notices that he's not wearing pants? And then it's like, okay, he is wearing gloves and shoes. He's not wearing pants. He recognizes this is a wrong thing. It's recognized by him and another character that within this world, it's weird that he's not wearing pants. Never puts them on.
Okay, no, but I'm not with you here because I thought that the gloves were his hands and that the shoes were his feet.
No, but he takes off them.
Shoes.
He takes off them shoes.
I know, that's so
weird.
You
can't take off your feet?
Oh, Scott, you need to... Here, let me pass you the hospital.
Ring, ring, hello.
Hey, I just want to say on the record on here, I may have said... whatever I may have said about furries on this podcast in the past, I don't know why I would have said it. You know, why would I say it's okay to shame furries? Because... Have you ever seen Rouge the Bat? There is not a person alive who, if Rouge the Bat came up to them and they were vibing, you'd at least do one smooch.
Yeah.
And see where it goes.
One little smooch.
Have you seen Rouge the Bat?
Yeah.
Have you seen Rouge the Bat?
No, I've seen. Yeah.
Uh-huh. I know you have.
Yeah. You show me pictures a lot.
Hashtag stand by your pod.
Bye.
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 My thing with furries is it a horse?
Scott, this is running longer than I thought it would, so I'm gonna have to start doing my Duolingo at the same time. Okay. Bling. Me say Jar Jar Binks. Me say Jar Jar Binks. The hay blubber.
It's fading. It's fading. It's fading out.
I gas the hay blubber. The boss is, hey, Blibber. Bye, I love you.
Bye.